Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
As always, our show is here to let our listeners know that chronic disorders, any pain disorders, any non-pain disorders, can be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. And by this, we mean that even after a while, you will not need our treatment, maybe come back once in a while for maintenance. The reason why our patients do come back for treatments is because through lifestyle, through stress, what we eat, our diet, toxins, cause our body and mind to be disconnected once again. And so our treatment connects this physical and emotional, mental, spiritual being back together so that we are healthy once again.
And I can tell you that to my knowledge, there's no one in the medical field or scientific field is claiming that what we are claiming right now, that things can be cured. And I can also tell you that no one will find a cure. And even with all the publications of the article publication, they are aiming to treat individual symptoms.
Right.
To cure a disease, to cure a patient, okay, you need to treat all symptoms at the same time. So there should be no article saying, oh, this method is good for high blood pressure, this method is good for low back pain, this method is good for Crohn's disease. That will never cure Crohn's or cure Alzheimer, cure high blood pressure. What is good for that patient as a whole? What is that underlying imbalance for that individual that caused all these different symptoms?
Right.
Yeah. Just like it's a leak, plumbing leak underneath the wall that causing dirty wall, carpet stains, and the ceiling down below. All those symptoms cannot be attacked at the same time. Just say, oh, I'm doing a study drying out the carpet.
Right.
What is the best way of doing the carpet? What's the best way of doing the ceiling?
Painting the wall.
Or
so
painting
the
wall.
Stain doesn't go through. But if you do not fix the leak behind it,
yes,
the wall is going to continue to be stained by the water.
Exactly.
So in Western medicine, they focus a lot on symptomatic control, which is important as well, because if you can't control your symptoms, then you don't have the energy to get to heal yourself.
But symptomatic control through treating the underlying cause. The underlying cause had to do with the spiritual, mental, soul, and spirit, okay, which doctors do not even recognize that the human is a spirit. The living human is a spirit.
Right. For instance, our treatment also treats depression. And you ask, how on earth does it treat depression?
Yes.
I can attest to it through personal experience, after a treatment, you feel much happier, much lighter. Why? Why do you feel happier, lighter? Even if you're depressed, your situation doesn't change, but your outlook on your situation changes because your spirit is connected back to your body.
You tell me why. You should know.
Because the chi goes back into the body.
But make it a little more specific. Okay, what makes you happy? What makes you happy, you know, in the chi system?
When your energy is high.
Which energy?
Your love, your heart energy.
Yeah, your heart energy.
Right.
Your heart chi deal with love and joy. Okay, the heart chi go through your heart antenna, which is a heart meridian, and enter your body and feel every single cell, not just a mechanical heart, okay? Feel every single cell with the ability to feel love, feel joy, and laughter. And when you have, you know, heartbreaking event, like a divorce, like betrayed by a friend, like argument with a loved one or something like that, heartbreaking event, you got blockage in this antenna, and
right.
Your heart chi is not in the body. The heart chi is not in the body, you feel depressed.
Right.
Now, if you put the heart chi totally back in the body, you will be able to feel love and joy, and you cannot feel joy and depression at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. All of our radio shows are archived on this website. We also have some exciting things coming on.
Yes.
We will be going on to YouTube on the internet. We will be broadcasting our patient cases there as well.
Exactly. This is what I'm going to say. Okay, you guys who spread the word and tell the people, look in the internet for YouTube, you'll be seeing the patient. Actually, the people that you heard from here, okay? But you see the people, when you bring in new patients every week, I already taped two patients. I just need to learn how to mechanically put it up in the
they
website.
They will be up. They will be. It's going to be coming up. Today we have a special guest with us. This is actually my patient who I've been treating through the residency clinic in Long Beach. And the thing is, I have been treating patients at the clinic using Dr. Tong's method along with the family practice protocol that we use. But I find that treating pain is much more effective than just giving them the pain medication. They not only is their pain better, their energy is better, they feel better, they sleep better. And so we will interview someone today. Her story is actually quite incredible.
So which rotation is this you met this patient?
This is actually my continuity clinic. So we have patients that we see on a regular basis all through the year. You know, twice a week, you know, I see patients.
So you're rotating through now the medicine clinic or family practice?
It's family practice clinic that we rotate through the whole year, every week. So these are patients that I have been following for months.
So how does your attendings, how do the attendings feel about you doing this?
The attendings they're quite open to it. You know, as far as trigger point injections, that's what I'm telling them that I am doing. That is actually an accepted method, quote unquote, to treat fibromyalgia. But I've been treating it for using it to treat back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, and lupus. Who Darlene, who's going to be on our show today, will tell us about her. Not only does she suffer from lupus, she also has high blood pressure, seizure disorder. She has, quote unquote, bipolar. I don't think she's bipolar. I think she has some depression. But we can let her tell her story. Her story is actually quite amazing.
I heard that the nurses and everybody referring patient, and you're quite to you.
Yes,
you're quite busy.
Right. The nurses, whenever there's any patient that comes through the clinic that has pain, they will refer to me. So it's quite exciting.
And including your attending, referring people
yes.
to you. You are supposed to be learning things from him. Now he's referring difficult cases to you.
It's like a symbiotic relationship. Give us a call. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have with us Darlene on the show now. Welcome, Darlene.
Hello.
Welcome, Darlene.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm originally from Long Beach, California. Mm-hmm. I'm a retired teacher and student.
Mm-hmm. And can you kind of give us kind of a history of what what brought you to see me, or how did you come about getting my treatments?
Well, I'm a 51-year-old female living with lupus. I've been diagnosed with lupus almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And from the different treatments that I had been receiving throughout the 20 years led me to Dr. Tong's treatment.
Okay. And what other treatments did you get before, and what did you suffer from besides lupus?
With the lupus, I developed asthma, I have seizures, I've had 3 heart attacks, I've had 2 strokes, which resulted in rehabilitation. I've lost a lot of my hair, I have skin rashes, glaucoma, swollen, severe joint pain in my muscles and in my joints, and it's all from the lupus.
Okay.
Your medical book? with all the symptoms. Yes.
Yes, I have a lot of symptoms.
Now, what were you doing before? Now, before you came to get my treatment, you were seeing Dr. Ash. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what did she do for you?
She was doing the orthopedic manipulation treatment.
Osteopathic.
On me, and I've been having those treatments done for almost 10 years now by the different doctors that have come through Pacific Clinic.
Okay.
And that's how I met Dr. Ash.
Okay.
Because she was one of the few one of the few doctors that was doing OMT.
Okay. And were you getting any other treatments besides the osteopathic manipulative treatment?
I have been going to physical therapy off and on for years because sometimes the lupus has had me bedridden and for months, and so I've had to go for physical therapy and occupational therapy.
Okay.
Let me backtrack a little bit. Before you get the OMT treatment, okay, what kind of treatment were you getting? What kind of drugs they give you?
I had been on prednisone, methotrexate, 2 different kinds of morphine, the morphine patches, and Cadian.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other pain medicines, and most of them did not work for me. And so that's why I was looking into some other treatments to get relief from the pain.
Let me put it this way. If you're not sick, you would be sick with all the medication that you're taking.
You yes, would, I know. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
See, that's how doctors get rich, you know, make you sick so they can keep coming, you can keep coming back to them.
Yeah, I already know that.
Yes.
Now, what happened last year? I know last year you actually went through something kind of difficult. This is way before you came to see me. Why don't you tell us about that?
In October, I had one day I was in so much pain and I couldn't walk, so they took me to emergency room and they hospitalized me. And so they put me on high doses. I was on 80 to 100 milligrams of prednisone a day.
Mm-hmm.
And
you retained water.
Yeah, and I kept getting sicker and sicker, but they wouldn't take me off the prednisone. Started adding other medicine with the prednisone, the methotrexate, and so I was bedridden for 3 months. Ambulance would have to come and get me to take me to the hospital because the pain was so severe that I couldn't move, I couldn't bathe myself, I couldn't feed myself. So my daughter had to come and take care of me. And at the end of 3 months, I contacted Dr. Ash, and they got me to see her, and she was able to do the OMT, which I was getting some relief from, but I was still in severe pain.
Okay.
Is that the first time you get treatment, OMT treatment?
No, she's had it for 10 years.
Oh, 10 years.
But this bout caused her to be bedridden for 3 months, and you couldn't come out to even get that treatment.
Yeah, because I had moved to Riverside, and Dr. Ash had suggested I go to a rheumatologist at the Riverside Community Hospital because she didn't know how to treat me anymore or to help me get better.
Mm-hmm. But that's a wrong suggestion.
Well,
so I went to the rheumatology department and they made me sicker.
Exactly.
And
see, I told you.
They wouldn't listen to me.
Exactly.
As far as the medications and stuff, I kept telling them it wasn't working, mm-hmm. and it wasn't helping me, and I was getting worse because I was seeing them on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. and I went from being able to walk to not being able to walk and not being able to do for myself.
Mm.
And they kept me on the prednisone for a year before I finally stopped taking them, and Dr. Ash helped me to wean off the prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we met Dr. Tong, when she found out what Dr. Tong was doing with acupuncture, because over the years I have had acupuncture done for my joint pain and it has helped, but this time it was just so severe because all my joints in my body were affected and I was just walking in pain every day. And
now, Darlene, what actually I did for you is more than just acupuncture, because what I'm doing is I'm injecting your acupuncture points with some mild anesthetic, so it's much stronger.
Yeah, it works faster.
So
it seems to last, the treatments seem to last me at almost for 2 weeks. By the end of the second week, I'm starting to get real slow and my joints are hurting and it's hard for me to move around. But overall, the treatments it's been helping me the best.
And are you on what medication are you on now?
The only thing that I'm on is folic acid and I take blood pressure medicine and I'm still have the morphine patch.
Okay, but now, so you're off the methotrexate?
Off of the methotrexate, off of the prednisone, off of the NSAID medicines that they were giving me, mm-hmm. like the Tylenol mm-hmm. treatment and stuff like that. And
so you're off a lot of medicines.
Because I was taking almost 12 different medicines
for
a day.
Pain. Right.
And it was supposed to be helping me for a pain, but it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even if it helped you for the pain, it's not helping you with your health.
No.
It's just covering your symptoms.
Yeah, and it was making other things wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's causing the seizures, and there's other side effects that you acquire through too much medication.
Right.
Can I ask you how soon after Dr. Elaine Tong gave you treatment that you noticed any improvement, the first treatment, second treatment, third treatment?
Instantly. 2 weeks ago, when she treated me after I got out the hospital, because I was just hospitalized the beginning of this month,
mm-hmm.
and I hadn't been able to talk for 2 days. And so when I came in on Monday, as soon as she injected the solution, I was able to talk to the doctors that were with her.
Yes.
They could hear me, and they were just as excited as everybody.
Right, because you had no voice before before you got the treatment, right?
Mm-hmm. I came in whispering, but I was able to talk when I left the doctor. So, and even when my breathing, because I have developed asthma, and it helps instantly, I stop wheezing as soon as, it feels like when I get the acupuncture done, like it feels like a balloon burst inside of me where the pain just instantly goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So I see instant relief, but over the days it gets better because it seems to travel through my body so that other parts of my body is feeling better too.
Mm-hmm.
So you unable to talk instantly, you were able to talk again after just one treatment?
Yes.
Actually, it was after one injection.
After just one.
One
after
shot.
One poke.
Mm. See, not able to talk for a woman is probably the worst symptom ever.
Yeah,
it's good for the man.
My boyfriend agreed with you.
Yeah. Do you remember the very first treatment that Dr. Elaine Tong gave you a long time ago? The very first one?
The first one was in February of this year, yes. Mm. I remember.
So what happened there, treatment? How much pain relief you get?
I had instant relief because when I came in, when she see me, I was using the walker,
mm-hmm.
and I could barely sit or barely get up without the use of holding on to the walker.
Mm-hmm.
And after the treatment, I was able to fold the walker up and walk with the walker. Walk the walker.
Yeah, you walked the walker instead of the walker walking you.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I know. I noticed after the treatment, your energy is much better. Another thing, too, is this weekend you kind of had a fever, right? And tell me about that and how you were sleeping.
Well, my sleeping pattern has been I sleep maybe 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours a night. And I guess Dr. Ash didn't know I was sleeping so little because mm-hmm. she said that I needed to be sleeping more. Even though I'd be in the bed, I just can't sleep.
Right.
Because my pain would be so bad. But after this weekend, I was able, well, my treatment yesterday, mm-hmm. I was able to sleep. I slept for 7 hours last night.
Excellent.
Released the fever that I had because mm-hmm. I was going through withdrawals from not taking the medicine.
Right, right.
And so I'm not vomiting. I was vomiting most constantly all during the day when I was taking all that medicine and stuff. So I couldn't even eat. I wouldn't eat for maybe 2 to 3 days sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You're gaining some weight now, too, I noticed.
Well, no, I'm actually losing the prednisone weight.
Because
I had gained 55 pounds
in
that year from being on the prednisone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm actually going back down to my normal weight.
I see. But you're eating more.
I'm eating more, yeah.
Let me ask,
appetite is a lot better.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Is appetite better. That means that you're more normal and your digestive system working better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. My digestive system is working better, and I'm not as nauseous because I couldn't even think about food without getting sick and throwing up mm-hmm. and stuff. So for the past 2 weeks since I've been off of, well, I've been off of the methotrexate for a month now.
Only 1 month?
Yeah, and because I seen you, well, my first treatment was February the 25th.
Uh-huh.
And since then, so for the past few weeks, my stomach is more settled, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm eating better, and I'm feeling better. The pain is still severe at times, but it's nowhere near what it used to be.
Right, and you're not on any medication, any pain medication
at
all right now.
Pain medicine.
Right, because you couldn't get your morphine patches, so you've actually been off of them for almost a week now, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right, and you're still walking and helping move, and you're much more active. I'm
a lot more active. Mm-hmm. I could feed myself. I could clothe myself. I still have restrictions. I can't do a lot of things that I would normally be able to do every mm-hmm. day, but I'm able to do a lot more than what I've been able to do in the past year and a half.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for our listeners, methotrexate is a chemotherapy. It's a cancer drug, okay?
Right.
So why do you use cancer? Why do they use cancer drug for pain? They are just throwing things in the dark, you know, and then trying anything, for any disease, no, with totally no principle. It just anything that works, you know, you guys are being guinea pigs.
Right, but the thing is,
I understand. And
but it didn't even help.
Like.
Right, it didn't even help you.
It hurts.
It didn't help, but the bad thing was they kept prescribing it to me because they didn't believe that it wasn't helping me.
See, they don't listen.
That's just the bad part. They don't listen to
the
patients.
You know, Darlene, next time when you go to a regular Western doctor, bring some hearing aids. You say, hey, put this on before I talk so you can you heard.
Yeah, I think that would help my daughter because she's my care provider and they don't listen to me, so I have to use her sometimes to talk. So I think a hearing aid would be
So, Darlene, will you be continuing treatments with us then?
Of course, and I recommend, I got a list of people to recommend for the treatment already.
Darlene, do you know that Dr. Elaine Tong is actually just my student, and she can perform such miracle already. Actually,
well, I appreciate you creating the treatment for people like me because it really helps, and you're really a blessing to me. I appreciate it, and my family appreciates it too.
Right.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Yeah. In fact, Dr. Elaine Tong is taking over my practice. She is controlling.
But maybe you'll get to go fishing more often.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yes, Darlene is very in tune with nature. She knows about the world.
This is a doctor that will listen. Okay, I need to go fishing.
Oh, good.
I need to go fishing. So listen, I heard you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, well, go fishing and let your daughter take over.
Excellent. That's the best suggestion yet.
We're gonna have you on again, Darlene, to okay. track your progress. But thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for letting me talk to you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Peace.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. We just had with us Darlene on the line. If you're just tuning in with us, her story is amazing. Suffering from lupus for 20 years, causing her to have asthma, seizures, strokes, skin rashes, glaucoma, swollen joints, pain all over. She was bedridden last year for 3 months. She's gotten our treatments for the past 2 months now, about 7 treatments, I remember her telling me. Now she's off all of her pain medication, actually. Still in some pain, and I told her that she can actually, you know, use the patch once in a while so that she can be more active, but doing so much better, so much more energy, sleeping more, eating more, losing weight, her prednisone weight. So this is just, if it's too good to be true, check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We have many hundreds of cases on our website very similar to this.
Yes, yeah, so you kind of remind me of one case. I think it's our fourth show. Mm-hmm. He came in on a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And he could not stand up. He's mm-hmm. a real young person, a good painter. Okay, the second treatment, he came back marching, running in, carrying the wheelchair.
It's instant. I mean, the treatment, the relief is instant. Really, it is. If you have any questions, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. We will also be on YouTube very soon.
Yes.
We will post all the information on our website. And the other thing you want to add about our case today, it's a pretty incredible case.
It's a wonderful case, yeah.
Yeah, you know, she went to rheumatologist. She doesn't even want to go to the rheumatologist now because she knows that the rheumatologist is just going to give her medication that wasn't even helping her in the first place. So I'm very excited that we will continue to be treating her, helping her.
Yeah, I hope our case history, you know, give some lesson to the people out there, okay? Going to a regular doctor that's going to use drug or surgery is not going to help you. Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
It really is going to hurt you. So don't just because they scare you, right. you go to these people, it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Okay. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.